Sorry for that technical error. Let me start all over. It's good afternoon, dear listeners. This is Hourly News at Naga Online Radio with Mosiwudi Tsetsewa, aka Lady A. Headlines, our today's headlines are: police launch manhunt for a group of unknown suspects who allegedly killed a man in Muleti. Gogo shocked to learn email address he thought was Ngobani's belonged to Isa. Retrenchment process unfolding at the SABC. The police in Seshego outside the city of Polokwane have launched a massive manhunt for the unknown group of suspects who attacked and killed a 24-year-old man at Ramrokong village in the Muleti area last night on Tuesday, 12 January 2021. The police were summoned to the scene with EMS on arrival. They found the victim with stabbed wounds laying in a pool of blood. He was then certified dead at the scene and he is still unknown. Anyone with information that can lead to the arrest of the suspect involved in this matter may contact Colonel Monica Nomvula on 082-5657-288 or the Crime Stop number 08600-10111 or the nearest police station or my subs app. Colonel Muati Ngwepe tells us more.
The police minister has called on all residents to speak common form and adhere to the adjusted laws and regulations. This comes after over 20,000 people were arrested or fined for the contravention of
the police. The police in Seshego have launched a massive manhunt for the unknown group of suspects who attacked and killed a 24-year-old man in the village area last night. It is alleged that two groups of boys attacked each other and killed the deceased was hammered by the other group, who stabbed him several times with a known object, killing him instantly. The motive behind this attack is still unknown at this stage, but the stabs may not be ruled out. In one with information, may contact Colonel Monica Namabola 0825657288.
The police minister, General Becky Tele, has called on South Africans to heed government's call adhere to the adjusted lockdown regulations. This comes after over 20,000 people were arrested and for contravention of the Disaster Management Act. Since the start of the adjusted Level 3 lockdown on 29 December 2020, Tele noted with great concern the arrest of 7,455 citizens who were caught not wearing masks in public. A further 834 people were arrested for liquor-related infringements, such as for the sale, dispensing, distribution, and transporting of alcohol. Police spokesperson tells us more.
Voice note of the Rantatamba Police Industry spokesperson. The police minister has called on all the applicants to keep government's call and adhere to the adjusted lockdown regulations. This comes after over 20,000 were arrested or fined for the contravention of the Disaster Management Act. This is since the start of the adjusted level 3 lockdown, which kicked off on Tuesday, December 2020. Minister Dwella has noted with great concern the arrest of 7,455 citizens who were caught not wearing masks in public. He has arranged the staff people being told continuously to wear their masks. Wearing masks is mandatory, and people caught the staff from this public are unfortunately quarantined masks. The wearing of masks is both
for your safety and the safety of others around you. A further 834 people were arrested for liquor-related infringements, such as the sale, dispensing, distribution, and transportation of alcohol. Minister Taylor has commended the majority of South Africans who are complying with the adjusted regulations. He says that police officers do not particularly enjoy making these arrests, as these laws are there to contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus that's ravaging our country. However, officers of the SAPS are left with no choice but to act in the interest of saving lives. Minister Taylor is urging everyone who resides within our borders to respect the laws of this country, saying the regulations are among our arsenal against this deadly virus, and failure to comply with them certainly will result in more people being infected and more lives being lost. Since the start of the national lockdown in March 2020, over 342,000 people have been arrested for various contraventions of the Disaster Management Act.
Meanwhile, police in Zanin have arrested 25 people on January 11, 2021 for not wearing face masks, which has been made mandatory in the country since the start of the pandemic. Former Eskom CEO Matsila Koko told the Zondo Commission that he had been given the email addressed by Eskom's former head of legal and compliance, Susan Daniels, who said that it was Board Chair Ben Ngobani's personal email account. The public broadcaster has continued to issue dismissal letters of and surplus to affected staff following the conclusion of the last month's extended consultation process. The recap of our news are: police launch manhunt for a group of unknown suspects who allegedly killed a man in Muleti. Koko shocked to learn email address he thought was Ngobani's belonged to Isa. Retrenchment process unfolding at the SABC. Thank you very much.